WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
To you, welcome into a new day here on the program. Another chilly morning, but it's don't worry, it's gonna warm up to not really. And you just heard the forecast there. It's, you know, it's mid-November, bordering on late November. This is what we expect. We expect to wake up with chilly mornings and, you know, have maybe 40, 45 degree afternoons. We're going to get to 50 degrees on Friday, so you got that to look forward to. And then you know how it goes, right? Like Thanksgiving could be 55 degrees and sunny. It could be 25 degrees. It could be snowing. Who knows? We had some snow squalls over the weekend. And I'm fine with occasional snow squalls. I just don't want any snow storms. I hate shoveling. I hate driving in it. I hate everything about it. And I'm starting to hate more and more the people that get so excited for it on social media. Oh, I hope it snows 2 feet. Well, obviously, you don't have to go anywhere. But anyway, 508-996-0500 is our number. App chat and open line voicemails will be open throughout the program. Of course, that's on the WBSM app, which if you don't have already, you should definitely download it. It will be your go-to for everything WBSM, listening to the stream, reading all of our stories, getting our podcasts, entering contests. It's got the weather on there for you every day. It's brought to you by South Coast Towing. And if you had the app, you probably got the alert yesterday with the news story about the sheriff's office settling the ICE detainee lawsuit. We're going to get into that. Tonight is also the city council meeting in which they will set the tax rate. You heard Council President Burgo talking about that yesterday. Now, as we pointed out in that conversation, the tax rate has been lowered or the same for a number of years now for residential. However, your taxes have gone up because the valuations on your property have gone up. And as Council President Burgo explained yesterday, you know, when they make the cuts to the budget on cut night, that's when they're trying to effectively lower that tax rate. That there's not much, whatever the budget is, and there's not much they can do now to adjust that. But they'll have those conversations tonight and set the new tax rate. And that's happening tonight at 6 p.m. And I'm just taking a look at the information here. And that, you know, and if you want to watch the meeting, it shouldn't take too long because they do have another meeting at 7 o'clock. The appointments and briefings meeting. So, but I did mention too that Sheriff Paul Heroux announced yesterday that he had settled the lawsuit with the ICE detainees. If you remember way back May 1st, 2020, that's when that melee broke out at the former ICE detention center at the Bristol County House of Corrections campus. It's the C. Carlos Carrero Immigrant Detention Center. And it had to do with, if you remember, the inmates were concerned about the way they were being treated during COVID and this and the conditions that they were living under. And so they kind of rose up and caused some problems. We have video of it in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can see it all. Destroyed some property. And the report that came out later by the Massachusetts Attorney General's office essentially sided with the detainees. And if you remember, the sheriff's office lost its 287G agreement with DHS. And then this lawsuit came about. So there's this $10 million lawsuit filed by 17 ICE detainees. It named the Bristol County Sheriff's Office. It named former Sheriff Tom Hodgson. It named the supervisor of the jail. It named other employees of the jail. It named DHS. It named ICE. And this has been kind of looming over the sheriff's office since 2022. And in his release yesterday, Sheriff Haro said that when he took office, one of his priorities was to figure out what was going on with this lawsuit and what was the best way to approach it. And he talked about in his release about, you know, if we fought it, what essentially cost us $200,000 to file everything and do all the legal work so far could have ballooned to $1 million. And that would have been taxpayer dollars going to it. And he mentioned several times in the release, you know, my predecessor put us in this position. My predecessor did this. You know, he kind of had a little bit of that tone to it. But he also said that another reason for settling was if they had gone to court, had gone to trial, and if the jury had found in favor of the ICE detainees, that could have opened up the individual employees to individual action. And so Haro said that that wasn't, you know, he wasn't looking to have that be something that would happen. And so he settled the suit for $800,000. And as he said, without using taxpayer money. So the way it's being funded is he decided to use the money earned by the sheriff's office for performing civil process work. So that's like when, you know, they're evicting somebody and they have to call the sheriff's office to come and escort them out. Like they pay the sheriff's office for that. So whenever there's the hiring of the sheriff's office for these civil matters, that's the civil processing work. And so he had the money from that purpose, which by law he's allowed to use for any lawful purpose. And so he's utilizing that money to settle the lawsuit. And I'm sure the next time he's in with Chris, he can get more into the intricacies of that. But basically, this means he doesn't have to increase his budget by $800,000. Now, he did say, you know, this eliminates the possibility of utilizing that money for something else. But that's money that could have gone to other things that they would have done at the sheriff's office, but that he felt like this was a necessary use. So interested in getting your take on that, 508-996-0500. I think that you see kind of a, well, first of all, if you read the whole release, and I didn't put the whole release in the story, Sheriff Haro's releases get very intricate with some of his rationale and reasoning. So I didn't include all of that. But if you read it, there is a number of times that he does mention, you know, my predecessor put us in this position. And I do think that that is a fair criticism because there's still the debate about whether or not that should be part of the sheriff's office duties. Technically, they can't enforce immigration law. They can assist. They can, and which is what Sheriff Hodgson was doing with the ICE detention center. Basically, just holding those who are found to have violations, immigration violations, in this detention center. And that's not to say that, you know, if somebody comes in and has that status at the sheriff's office under Sheriff Farrow isn't going to alert ICE to that information. But he felt that it wasn't necessary to have this detention center and that they could use it for other purposes. And as you know, his long-term plan is to shut down the Ash Street Jail and house all of those inmates over at Dartmouth. So that means they've got to redo some of the property. And I believe, if I remember right, they used that detention center as a new training facility. So they're trying to make the most of that campus. But I thought the interesting part of this was, you know, his rationale for utilizing that money and for making sure that the employees weren't gone after individually. And as he said, the bigger problem here was neither the federal government nor the state government wanted to back the sheriff's office in the situation. You know, the state was saying, well, we're not paying this because you were working on behalf of the federal government. And the federal government was saying, we're not paying it. See if I can find the part. According to Haro, he said the federal government said that the BCSO acted as a state office, and therefore the federal government was not going to pay for a settlement or assist in defending us in court. The BCSO's contract with the federal government signed under my predecessor did not protect the BCSO from liability. He says, meanwhile, our state government's position is that the BCSO was acting on behalf of the federal government, and therefore the federal government should pay any proposed settlements and defense attorney fees on behalf of the BCSO. So basically they're saying, No, it's them. So sheriff's office is caught in the middle of that. So obviously it was coming out of their coffers one way or the other. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Don't forget, too, you can enter to win tickets to see Maroon 5 this Saturday at TD Garden in Boston. We're going to draw our winner tomorrow after the show. So you only have today and tomorrow until 9 a.m. tomorrow to get your name in to enter to win those tickets. And you'll get them sent to you via... So basically what happens is you sign the paper that Casey emails to you and you sign it digitally. You don't even have to print it out or anything. You sign that paper, that form, send it back to Casey. She asks you for the email address associated with your Ticketmaster account. And then she sends them to you via your Ticketmaster account. So you just open up your actually, I think what happens is you get an email and then the email says, do you want to accept these tickets? And then when you do, they show up in your Ticketmaster app. And then when you go to TD Garden on Saturday, you just open up the app and the barcode is there for them to scan to let you in. It's that easy. And if you can't go or if you're giving one of your tickets to somebody else, you can transfer that ticket to them in the app. It's much more convenient than the physical tickets. So for, you know, people who can't make it here during the hours that we have somebody in the office to hand out physical tickets, it's great. For people who, you know, don't know who they're going to bring with them and they don't want to have to do that whole thing where, well, I'll meet you in the parking lot. And then that person shows up like an hour late and you're like, well, I'm missing the opening act now because you're late. You don't have to worry about that. You can just send them the ticket and then they can walk in whenever they get there. So it's really a great thing, these digital tickets. And the most important part for somebody like me, you can't forget them at home. So that when you get to the venue and you're like, ah, damn it, and then you got to turn around and drive all the way home. I've never made it that far. I've never made it all the way to the venue, I don't think. But I've definitely made it like a half an hour away and realized like I don't have the tickets. I got to turn around. So you eliminate that as well. So you can enter right now at WBSM.com and the WBSM app that is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot where you can try before you buy, and the sponsors of all of our ticket giveaways here on the morning show. Right now, though, let me get my first break-in of the day. We'll come back with the news, and then we can talk with you. 508-996-0500.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
President Trump turning to McDonald's. Ted Cruz may be running for president, and the FAA lifting flight reductions.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump continuing to promote affordability as consumers navigate high prices. The president delivered remarks yesterday to an audience of McDonald's owners during its Impact Summit in Washington, D.C.
Chief executive and your chairman and everybody else, they tell me prices at McDonald's are coming down. It's moving down. Unfortunately, they were so high in the last administration that people aren't that happy.
Trump touted the fast food giant during his speech, along with praising the economy. The president has used McDonald's as a point of relatability amongst voters by working a drive-thru while on the campaign trail in 2024, and he served McDonald's to a college football team visiting the White House during his first term as well. There are reports that Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is laying the groundwork for another presidential run. President Trump was asked about it, and he says he's not surprised.
He's a very good guy. He's a very good friend of mine. You remember we had quite a campaign against Ted.
Cruz was the runner-up in the 2016 GOP primary, and next year he's hosting a donor retreat, according to a report in Axios. An Indiana homeowner is being charged with manslaughter in the killing of a house cleaner that went to the wrong address. Maria Florinda Rios Perez was killed on November 5th after she mistakenly went to the incorrect home in the Indianapolis suburb of Whitestown, and 62-year-old Kurt Anderson has been taken into custody and being held without bail in connection to the incident. According to the Boone County prosecutor, Indiana has a strong protection for self-defense, but those protections did not apply in this instance, as Anderson did not have reasonable belief that the type of force was necessary given the facts. According to Anderson's attorney, he is set to appear before a judge later this week, and he'll ask for bail. The FAA has ended its flight reduction order at airports across the U.S. A reduction in flights at dozens of major airports began a week ago to help address the fatigue and staffing issues among air traffic controllers during the record-long government shutdown. As a result, there have been just over 80 cancellations and 4,100 delays. The decision led to thousands of flights being delayed and canceled, coming as the busy Thanksgiving travel period is approaching. A Jeffrey Epstein accuser urging House members to vote to release files related to the convicted sex offender Alicia Arden, joined by her attorney Gloria Allred. At a news conference yesterday, Arden says she's learned that lawmakers in Washington are more concerned with playing political games than being honest with the American people. She called on Congress to vote to release the files so that Americans can see who helped Epstein. The bill to release the files could go to the floor this afternoon. Ford Motor Company is partnering with Amazon to try to sell used vehicles on the e-commerce's platform.
Customers in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Dallas will be able to browse and purchase Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles from dealerships in their areas. Ford dealers will be able to set prices and share vehicle information, while Amazon will allow customers to start paperwork online, secure financing, and schedule a pickup time for the purchase. Hyundai Motor Company began selling vehicles on the platform in 2024. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Ariana Grande and Cher headline the guests for Saturday Night Live's December episodes. Grande will serve as the host for her third time on December 20th. She'll be joined by musical guest Cher, who will perform on the show for the first time since 1987.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bruins lost to the Hurricanes 3-1 last night. The Bees back in action tomorrow at 10 o'clock with the Ducks. And the Celtics are in Brooklyn with the Nets tonight at 7:30.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Mostly sunny today, windy, dry, and chilly. High temperatures this afternoon, mid-40s. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight. Late night temperatures down to 30. Morning clouds on Wednesday. There's some sunshine during the afternoon. Less wind and highs in the upper 40s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. I love Huey Lewis in the news. Like, not Patrick Bateman level, but I definitely love Huey Lewis in the news. I don't think there's any song that they've ever put out that was bad. So, if you are not a Huey Lewis in the news fan, you know, American Psycho aside, give them another chance. So we were talking before about the sheriff's office settling that ICE lawsuit, or that ICE detainee lawsuit, I should say. And certainly we can talk more about that. I think one of the things that I thought was interesting about that was how the sheriff got creative, we'll say, in paying that off. And he's done a good job in that regard, for sure, about finding different ways to come up with money for things. So, you know, for example, wanting to put in the safety measures to limit jail suicides, which apparently has been effective. It, of course, it doesn't eliminate them, but it's reduced them. And using the canteen money for that, you know, so he's trying to be creative without putting too much burden on the taxpayers. But I think that's also knowing that there's not a huge appetite for giving larger budgets to the prisons, to the sheriff's offices. And whatever happens with Ash Street, as he's mentioned, you know, it's owned by the county, the county would likely sell the property to the city in a, you know, a small money deal. You know, it could be one of those like we sell it to you for $1 or $10 like the Armory went for, you know, something like that. And then the city can sell it to a developer and turn it into whatever it's going to become. So the sheriff's office isn't going to get any money, per se, from the selling of that jail. And in fact, it's only costing them money to keep up with it, as he's pointed out. So, you know, I think getting creative about reworking the Dartmouth campus to be able to take those, because for a long time, you know, Ash Street has stuck around because it's considered a deterrent that if you go and spend, you know, if you serve time in there for the brief time that you'll be in there, it's supposed to kind of scare you into not wanting to go back. And I guess they're not finding that that's worth what it's going to cost for the upkeep of it. So again, it takes some creative moving around of money, I guess, to operate that office. And here's another example of it. So whether you approve of Sheriff Heroux or not, whether you like his policies, his ideas, this lawsuit was on the table. And as he tried to explain, they probably weren't going to win. And even if they did win, it could cost them a lot more to fight it than what they've settled for. And he's found a way to pay for this without it coming out of your pocket. You know, unless you're somebody who paid for those services, but you got the services in return. The civil processes. So again, 508-996-0500 if you want to chime in on that or whatever else is on your mind. We also had the story yesterday. I put the story up because it is a big deal. And I know a lot of people might look at it and say, like, what's the big deal? Weird Al's coming to the area. What's the big deal? But it is a big deal. Weird Al is universally loved. His shows all sell out. And when he announced on Friday, when I forget if it was him or the band that announced it first, but I think it was him first. But when the news came out Friday that they were going to be adding 90 shows and continuing the Bigger and Weirder tour through 2026, I think a lot of folks around here were thinking, well, he must be coming back to the Zyterian because we've got a brand new Zyterian opening up in just weeks. And Weird Al's come there before a couple of times. So, like, let's hope that he's coming to New Bedford. And I think in this particular tour, he is doing some theaters, but he's also doing some arenas. And I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever known Weird Al to do arenas before, at least not around here. And he will sell out TD Garden. I mean, I'm not concerned he's going to sell it to PPAC. He'll sell that out easily. But those are his two local shows. He's doing the PPAC. He's doing TD Garden. He's doing Mohegan Sun. So those are kind of your local shows. And like if you told me, oh, Weird Al's going to do arenas, I was like, oh, yeah, he'll probably do like a Gannis Arena. He'll probably do the Amp. You know, 5,000 or 6,000 seats less than TD Garden, maybe more, maybe half of that, depending on how the concert seating goes. But no, he's doing TD Garden, and I'm sure he will sell it out. And numerous other arenas on the tour. And if you've never been to a Weird Al show, oh my gosh. It is a multimedia extravaganza. They have dance numbers. They have numerous costume changes. They have video components. They have audience interaction. It is one of the most entertaining shows you can go to, even if you don't know any of his music. And what's great about this Bigger and Weirder tour is he's not just performing the parody songs that everybody knows. He's doing some of the deep cuts off of his albums, the originals, that most people probably have never heard, and they get to experience for the first time. So he does the parodies, but he also does original songs, but they're always like in the style of something else. And so it's going to be an amazing show. Hopefully I can get tickets to one of them. So the pre-sales start today through WeirdAl.com. And then the public on sale for TD Garden and Mohegan Sun is this Friday at 10 a.m. I did not see, as of when I wrote the story yesterday, anything on PPAC. I'll have to look and see if they've updated the site. But they didn't have anything for the on sale info. But I would assume probably, you know, similar time frame, probably Friday at 10 a.m. I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Bonus. Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show. 1420 a.m. and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Oh, sometimes I think back to when I was younger. Life was so much simpler then. Dad would be up at dawn, he'd be watering the lawn, or maybe going fishing again. Oh, and Mom would be fixing up something in the kitchen, fresh biscuits or hot apple pie. And I'd spend all day long in the basement, torturing rats with a hacksaw and pulling the wings off of flies. Those were the good old days. Those were the good.
See, some of those just unassuming Weird Al songs. Oh, that sounds like a sweet song. And then he, you know, takes it in that direction. That's why I love the guy. I tell the story all the time that I was 10 years old. I had $10. I forget how I got it. But I had $10. And I walked into the Bradleys at the Westgate Mall, into the music section, went over to the cassettes. And I had in one hand the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, and in the other hand, Weird Al's Even Worse. And I'm like, which one do I want to buy with my $10? Which one? And I like walked around the store trying to decide, and I decided on Weird Al, which worked out fine. Because when I got to my grandmother's house right after that, my aunt was like, well, I have Sgt. Pepper. I'll just dub you a copy. That's what I used to do on Sunday nights. Sundays, we'd always go visit my grandmother, and I'd go, my aunt lived with my grandmother, and I'd go to my aunt's room, and we would just dub tapes, put together mixtapes or just copy tapes outright. And kids, it wasn't like today where it's just files that you can move over. Like if you were going to copy somebody's tape, they had to play the whole tape. But yes, Weird Al definitely shaped me, and that song was one of them. That's from the Even Worse album, Good Old Days. Well, we are in November, and November is Men's Health Awareness Month. And men out there, you know that there's a lot of things about your health that you probably just ignore or don't pay enough mind to, don't take seriously enough, and certainly don't feel comfortable talking about with other people. And Dr. Jack Rocco and the team at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, they're trying to change that. They're trying to make these conversations be a natural thing. And they're trying to make it so that you get the support that you need, whether it be mental health, physical health, sexual health. They want it all to be something that is accessible to you. One of the things they can help you with, you're hearing a lot these days about weight loss and the weight loss drugs. President Trump saying that they're going to be working to lower the cost of those weight loss drugs. Well, Dr. Jack says you don't even need to worry about that because he can help you make more GLP-1 yourself naturally. So weight loss is one of the many things they can help you with at the Ultimate Men's Clinic in New Bedford. And as we're heading into the holiday season and people are inevitably going to pack on some extra pounds, now is the time to get ahead of that and start working with Dr. Jack now. And if you'd like to do that, 508-505-9100 is the number. 508-505-9100. But the easiest way is to go to theultimatemensclinic.com. That's theultimatemensclinic.com. And then you can see all of the different services they offer and set up an appointment to come by and see them. They're located at 827 Pleasant Street, Suite 2 in New Bedford. But again, theultimatemensclinic.com is your gateway to finding out all the information, including how to set up an appointment. All right, I do have one more break I've got to get in before the end of the hour. Let me do that. We'll be back in a few moments.
Afro star over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark.
And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. As I mentioned earlier, you still have today and tomorrow to enter to win those Maroon 5 tickets. And we have one pair to give away. One pair to give away. So if you all want to be the lucky winner, I would start getting your name in there now. And then we'll draw the winner tomorrow after the show. So you have until 9 a.m. tomorrow to get your name in at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app to win tickets to see Maroon.